Blog Talk Radio. Hi, welcome to the program. This is Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and I thought I'd do another self-employment talk for you. We're going to talk about self-promotion, the importance of self-promotion, and particularly for introverts. So if you're new to the program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life that they've always dreamt of living, and that may include a business for you. It may be a relationship. It may be travel. It may be adventure. It may be wellness. Whatever it is, I want to help you create it. I am a master at helping you hit your mark. So if you are ready to go for it, on a big level, big for you, whatever you find is big, then I'd love to support you in that. You can find information on my services at IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. All right, let's talk self-promotion, and particularly introverts, but I'm going to talk about self-promotion as a whole, as it relates to business, whether you're a creative or a small business owner, whether you're a digital business owner or a brick and mortar business owner, or you work out of your home selling a service or a product, whatever it is, you're going to have to become a master at promoting yourself. And so, first and foremost, accept that that is a part of the game, that you have to promote yourself. And promoting ourselves is not just talking all the time. Right? It is finding those moments, and if you really commit to finding them, they're going to show up more frequently than you ever imagine, finding those moments in which you can talk about the work that you do. Often, for people who are uncomfortable with self-promotion, introverts, people who maybe think of themselves as shy, I don't think shy and introverts go hand in hand, but it can. If you're, or you lack the self-esteem, then you will find that you are overworked, underpaid, often underestimated. You find yourself in situations where you have to prove yourself. And it's all because it feels unnatural and insincere to promote yourself. And so I'll tell you this. I have been an introvert my whole life, but I grew up around extroverts. So I thought I was an extrovert, and I did a lot of acting. And so I learned to communicate about what I was up to at a very early age. And then I moved to the Bay Area, and I married a man who is an introvert. And then I entered a business where it seemed like everybody all of a sudden in the new age space is an introvert. And I was like, whoa, I found myself starting to kind of hide, not purposely. It just wasn't appropriate. I was around my ex-husband's family, and there was one person in the family that did most of the talking, and that's just the way it went. And so in that, I found myself hiding more and more and more. And so I've had to retrain myself now post-divorce, retrain myself how to be in the world. And so the first thing that I'll tell you is it's a training. That's it. You just learn it. You're all smart people listening to this podcast. All you have to do is study it and then do it. And a part of self-promotion is figuring out your unique selling point and sharing that with the world in whatever format feels most authentic to you. That's it. And being really consistent about it. No longer can you use the excuse that, oh, self-promotion feels unnatural. Self-promotion feels insincere. You can't use that as an excuse anymore. You have to find your natural way of doing it, your sincere way of doing it, and do it consistently. Not like once a month, but every single day of your life. And so how do you get started? So I say it's best to, if self-promotion is an issue for you, to choose things that you're naturally passionate about, because then you'll talk about them. And surround yourself with people who are into the same things you're into. That's really important. I pause there because I'm a Black woman. I grew up in upper middle class community, though my family was middle class, single parent household. I grew up talking about the things I was into, even if other people weren't into them. So I'd go to church in my Metallica shirt at 13. And then as I got older and older and older and started working in the corporate world, I felt like I had to do the hiding game again. And then it got worse once I got married and I couldn't say who I was. And so I've had to relearn all these things that make me really fucking cool. I have had to relearn to say, I got to talk about that stuff. And it's just, again, my friends, it's just a learning. You just start doing it. You just say, who gives a fuck what other people think? And I'm going to stand in my truth and share who I am. And I made this thing, or I offer this service, or I have this training that I can share with you in exchange for money. That's it. It's a practice. Like, get in the habit of doing it every single day and talk about things that you feel passionate about. I spent years living two lives. I had the life that was like, basically I was a fucking ghost. And then I had the life where I was passionate about what I was into. And I usually did that alone, you know? And so I've had to relearn to have conversations with people about what I'm up to. Now, with that being said, I also know that there is a personality out there that can annoy the crap out of most people, where they talk about whatever they're into without caring what everybody else is into. No, you won't become that person, but you will find ways to say, hey, yeah, I'm really great at this, or I'm a coach. I help people accomplish their dreams. I've been working with someone right now. They had a vision for their life, and they didn't know how they were going to do it. They didn't even know if it was possible. And now, within a short amount of time, within less than a month, they've accomplished so much and more than they've done in 20 years, and I help them do that. That's what I do. I help people accomplish their dreams. What do you do? What do you do? And get comfortable with talking about that. And I'll tell you, there were years that I ran this business. It's like, oh no, I talk to spirit guides. Oh no, I use oracle cards. Oh no, I believe in the law of attraction. I didn't talk about it. I talked about it with some people and not with this person. And I talked about it with this client, but not with that client. And now I'm at the place where integration is key, right? You get one life, you know. I'm 21 years from 60. I want to say when I hit 60 that I did some really cool shit. And the only way I'm going to do that is by fully integrating my passions with my voice and being who I am, right? And being willing to share that with other people. So how do you share it with other people? Well, you got to build the right relationships. You know, do your best to surround yourself with people where you can have these conversations, or identify your friends, your professional allies who can help you practice, right? And then you're going to write your narrative for your service, product, business. And so this is the way you write your narrative. What do you do? Why are you great at it? And just accept that. Like, you're great at it. Just accept it now. Now you have to just tell us why. You know, you could be Donald Trump and be like, I'm just great. And that sells, right? That's how the man got elected president, however way you feel about it. He just said he was great and he's better than everybody else. And nobody really asked him to prove it. And he got elected. And I'm not saying that you're going to be disingenuous in why you're great. But oftentimes, because we play ourselves down, we never fully acknowledge our greatness. Or maybe we secretly know and we hope one day somebody's going to show up and say, wow, you're great. And that exists. It's called a coach, and pay them for that. But outside of that, no one's going to go show up and say you're great and help you get what you need. You're going to have to really believe that you are great and know why you're great. And it could be as simple as, I've studied this for 40 years and I'm great at supporting people in this way, and this is my job. That's it. It doesn't have to be a complicated explanation as to why you're great. And then lastly, in writing your narrative, who will benefit from your greatness? Who benefits from your greatness? Like, I know I can work with almost anyone who has a big, specific dream. I don't do well with folks that are just like, I don't know, right? No, I know if you have a specific dream that you have been turning over in your mind over and over and over and over again, and you have not figured out how to get there, or you maybe you've tried this thing and this thing and this thing, and it just hasn't worked out yet. I am great at helping you figure out your unique path so you can accomplish it. What makes you great? And who will benefit from your greatness? And if you can write that narrative and start sharing it, I'm saying with my friend, you can probably hear the cat milling around me. And so we have, like, every night, because she's doing a show and I'm running intuitive coaching with Amy, and I write novels as well. And so we have every night where we have to promote ourselves. And it doesn't have to be eloquent. It doesn't have to be the most well-written thing. It just needs to be done. Because at first, you just need to get comfortable with being great. That's it. You get comfortable saying that you're great, being clear on who your greatness is for. That's it. You just have to get comfortable with it. And just start practicing every day. It doesn't have to be an eloquent pitch. Just start practicing. I am great because. And you may even want to start with saying in the mirror. You may want to start with a voice recording. You know, use the voice memo feature on your phone, listen back to it, and do it every single day consistently for 30 days, and let's see what shifts within you. Intuitively, you know what's going on. Now you just have to get quiet, do the work, and allow your blessings to come forward, allow your miracle to come forward, and trust divine perfect timing. But nothing can happen unless you take action. So be willing to be consistent in that, and you will see a wonderful transformation. This has been my recommendation on how to self-promote. And it's pretty easy. Just decide you're great and tell people, right? And you can do that in a multitude of ways. You can do it in line at the checkout. You can do it with friends. You can do it on a podcast. You can do it on an email. What do you do? Why are you great? Who benefits from your greatness? All right, until next time, take care of yourself. I'm Amy Yancey of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you for listening.